Delaware, charges against four students in takeover event dropped. By Amy Furr on June 1, 2026. The charges against four Delaware State University students regarding a takeover event at Rehoboth Beach have been dropped. The news coming as cities across America have been unsettled due to such gatherings of young people. Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings told prosecutors to dismiss the charges against the young people involved, identified as Sander Nickel, Angeline Clavel, Keon Scott, and Eric Barnett, Fox 29 reported Friday. The Rehoboth Beach Police Department said the takeover on May 19 saw increased crowds and those at the scene were concerned about safety. Boardwalk businesses closed down early. As the event grew, police explained, more help came. As the Delaware State Police, the Department of Natural Resources, Dewey Beach Police, Milford Police, Lewis Police, and Bethany Beach Police responded to growing concerns over the safety of people and property. Regarding the four young people, Delaware Department of Justice spokesperson Matt Marshall said, the Attorney General has found no factual basis to charge the defendants in the so-called Rehoboth takeover case. Sander Nickel, Angeline Clavel, Keon Scott and Eric Barnett with any criminal offense, and has directed prosecutors to dismiss all charges against all four defendants. Video footage showed numerous police vehicles at the scene and Coast TV said police officers were also driving on the boardwalk. I worry for the people that come here. Is it safe for the people that come here all the time? Is it safe for kids? You know, younger kids? One woman told the outlet. Some at the gathering were arrested for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, underage drinking, and marijuana use in public. Back on May 20, police had announced that the Delaware State University students were wanted for felony charges of intent to commit or facilitate a riot and conspiracy in the second degree. Police said the event was the fifth event of its kind since April, the Fox article read. Numerous cities across the country have grappled with violent teen takeovers involving reckless driving, fire, damaged property, and gunfire erupting in neighborhoods, malls, parks, and restaurants, prompting warnings from police and local officials, according to Breitbart News.